This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Do you support the House bill passed to repeal and replace Obamacare? Do you support, do you oppose, or do you need more information? Is that an R page?
Yes, it's on the Talk Radio 1210 page, but I shared it on R page. It's yes, no, and I need more information.
Okay, so vote on that. Do you support the House bill passed to repeal and replace Obamacare? Yes, no, need more information. Okay? All right, very good. At 4 o'clock, we're going to do Barbara Backs the Badge. At 4:18, a phenomenal author about the connection between Reagan and Pope John Paul II and the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul's life. And then later in the show, we have another author on about it. He just wrote a Russian spy novel, and he's a local guy and a Marine. So I'm excited for that. Busy, busy afternoon, of course. A lot to get to, as Mika Brzezinski would say. A lot to get to. All right, throughout the afternoon, I thought this would be nice. Why don't we play histrionic outrage over the healthcare bill throughout the afternoon? Like, start now, kind of take us all the way to 5:59. What do you think?
Love it.
Okay, very good. Yes.
Can I make a request?
Please.
Can we start with what we ended the show with yesterday, Cory Booker?
Cory Booker. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
Cory Booker.
Your sheet, but I wanted to do it.
All right. So everybody, just in case you're not caught up, yesterday the House passed the American Healthcare Act. And before the vote was even signed, sealed, and delivered, Senator Cory Booker from the great state of New Jersey decided to come out and use a lot of opportunities to grandstand like a crybaby. Take a listen.
The moral urgency of this moment, the Craven bill that I see coming to vote tomorrow, is just cruel and just wrong to tens of millions of Americans, Republicans, Democrats, independents, people who deserve more from a nation this wealthy, this rich. They deserve better. So screw the politics. This is about people. This is about what's morally right. This is about what we stand for. And this is a president who has lied to people. Folks in red states and red counties who passionately want to keep their health care, who were promised better health care, more access, something better than the Affordable Care Act. Well, this is clearly not just worse. It's a death knell. And I don't mean to be melodramatic about this.
Yes, you
but
do.
But I've seen this when people have to
wait
to get their health care till the emergency room. This will cost American lives if it ever becomes law. This will mean death.
Death.
Pain and suffering. People's families. So I'm not interested in the politics.
I'm interested in the grandstanding. I love when he goes, I don't want to get melodramatic here, but death, pain, suffering, destruction. Then let's see now. Who do we go to next? Which nut job cut do we have? We have Pelosi?
Sanders or Pelosi?
Well, let's do Sanders. Let's take your pick. I mean, you could go Sanders. You can go Pelosi. You could do the con. Let's do Sanders.
Sanders? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Earlier this afternoon, you tweeted, quote, Donald Trump and the Republicans just celebrated voting to let thousands of Americans die. So their billionaires get tax breaks. Is that really what you think is happening here? Do you think thousands of Americans will die?
Absolutely. No question. If, which is not going to happen, Anderson. But if the bill passed today in the House became law, thousands of Americans would die because they would no longer have access to health care.
They would die.
Anderson, it is wrong to talk about what happened in the House today as a health care bill. This was not a health care bill. This was a bill that provided $300 billion in tax breaks to the wealthiest 2% at a time when we already have massive income inequality in America today. This was a bill. What kind of health care bill are we talking about when you throw 24 million people off of health insurance, substantially raise premiums for older workers, defund Planned Parenthood? You know, these guys, Republicans, talk about choice. Everybody should have a choice. 2.5 million women choose Planned Parenthood, but that's no longer going to be the case.
So wait, I thought people were going to die, but then you're cutting Planned Parenthood funding. So which is it? Also, I love when he says, Anderson! The billionaires are going to eat the sick. See, that's what's going to happen, you see. This is like Soylent Green is made of people. The billionaires are going to eat the sick people for dinner after they all die. Anderson,
it is wrong to talk about what happened in the House today. It's a health care bill. This was not a health care
bill. This was not a health care bill.
This was a bill that provided
$100 billion
in tax breaks.
People will die. Then Nancy Pelosi decided to weigh in as well. Take a listen.
disgusting that they. You know, our party is a consensus-building party. We could never pass a bill that I said, tomorrow morning you're going to vote on this. That's just not the Democratic Party. It might be the
Wait a second here. I kind of remember her saying at the time, you got to pass it to know what's in it, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you have to pass it first to read it? It was the rule, right? You can read the bill after you vote yes.
That was 2009, Nancy.
That was 2009.
Well, we would never do this. We're a consensus-building party. That's why not a single Republican voted for Obamacare the first time around. Right,
keep going. Okay. The ghoul.
One morning you're going to vote on this. That's just not the Democratic Party. It might be the Republican Party. So, but you point out the hypocrisy of what they are doing. Hours, from last night to today, a matter of hours, not even a full day, they're putting forth a bill. Some of the members, one of the members has quoted and saying, read the bill? No. Some of my staff have read part of it. Others have read others of it. No, I don't think any members have read the whole bill. That's what staff is for. That was one of the Republican members. So this is... I always find with the Republicans, including the President of the United States, that their modus operandi is to project. We're going to say about you what it's probably likely we would do ourselves.
What the hell is she talking about?
They put forth a bill, no CBO report, where they were demanding one for us, and we were demanding it ourselves. So it was like, yeah, of course we'll have a CBO report. We can't ask our members to vote for something that they don't know what it is.
So Republicans project. Does anyone understand that, by the way? Is there like a Nancy Pelosi decoder ring you can get?
I think they project their own feelings onto us. And then
And does anyone buy the idea that Nancy Pelosi's ever read a bill in her life?
No.
Let me read this. But first I have to go scour the countryside for virgin blood.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.